my late 20s, I decided to study the game, and I went over to Italy, and I was spent a lot of time in different places. And I've heard a lot of managers talk about, a lot of coaches talk about stats and performances, and you know, referees blowing whistles. You know, I want to win games of football. I want to win games of football, and whatever that style may be at that particular moment in that particular afternoon against whoever I'm playing, I got to win games of football, and that's what I want to do. And I want to make sure the players understand that. Now, of course, we want to play in a certain style, but we want to be efficient. And I got to give the players a strategy and a plan to try and implement that on the pitch to be efficient and then with some style. But it must be the first one, and it must be, and it must result in a win. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say total football because, you know, it's not the way of the world. But I'm also going to sit here and say, look, you know, I want to win games of football, because I think when you win games of football, a certain good feel factor comes with a confidence. It's not tangible. It's not tangible yet. But when it comes, you feel if it's tangible. You feel if you've got a feeling of something, and then when you've got a feeling of something, who knows what can happen.
Yeah. And you need to grab it at that point,
I
guess.
You need to grab that tangible, whatever it is, of course.
It's interesting that you say that it was in your late 20s you kind of decided to look into this. You must have thought, I mean, many players get to the end of their career and then think, I don't know what to do, really. Yeah, well, you've obviously had it planned out a bit.
Deep down, you know, I own a few businesses, so I had a strategy in my head, and I wasn't as good a player that maybe I could have been or was round about me. So at late 20s, I thought I've got to go do something else in life here. And my football was at a level where I could, you know, I was playing the Championship and probably not going to get any higher. So I started coaching and coaching kids and coaching under 12s at Crystal Palace and then under 13s and 16s. While I was playing, you know, I was doing overwork at night time and then get my badges. And a hard decision had to come my way where I played for Leeds. And we get beat in the playoff final, and it was a Sunday night, then we get beat. And my coaching badge, another coaching badge, started the Monday morning. It was a 2 weeks residential. And it was a decision in my life. I look back because I think, if I'm going to take this serious, I got to go here. And I got to turn up the next morning, just been beaten at Wembley. And I done that, and that told me right away, this is your path. And from that stage, 32, 33, it was, you know, I was really on learning the game, and then trying to understand human beings and what makes them work, and I think trying to put that in place. And you know, it's worked at the two previous clubs, it worked at different stages with different players, but I just love coaching. I love being on the training ground, I love working with players, I love giving them my information, tell me where I went wrong, don't do the mistakes I made, there's a lot of them, get on there, and then get into them and say to them, look, listen, take the pressure off them, work with them in such a way that they pick up. There's all sorts of different personalities that come your way in teams. I enjoy that. I enjoy a bit of spark. I like that. And I've got to make sure he's challenged in such a way that he can perform at his highest level on a Saturday.